The news was published on Monday, October 14th, 2024. I am Mary. Listen up, folks. Because the American job market is going through some serious changes right now. It's like we're watching a caterpillar turn into a butterfly, except instead of wings, we're growing skills. Companies are starting to care less about that fancy piece of paper you got from college and more about what you can actually do. It's like they've suddenly realized that just because you aced that obscure philosophy class doesn't mean you can code an app or manage a team. Now get this. A whopping 88% of tech companies are jumping on the skills-based hiring bandwagon. That's not just a trend, that's a full-on revolution. It's like everyone in Silicon Valley woke up one day and collectively decided, hey, maybe we should hire people based on their abilities rather than their ability to sit through 4 years of lectures. And it's not just the tech bros either. Even Uncle Sam is getting in on the action, pushing for skills-based hiring in cybersecurity jobs. It's like the government finally realized that the best person to protect us from hackers might not be the one with the shiniest diploma, but the one who can out-hack the hackers. You know, all this talk about skills-based hiring and AI reshaping the job market really takes me back. It's like we're living through a modern-day industrial revolution, but instead of steam engines and spinning jennies, we've got algorithms and machine learning. Back in the 19th century, the world was turned upside down by new technologies. Factories were popping up like mushrooms after rain, and suddenly, the skills that had been passed down for generations weren't cutting it anymore. Imagine you're a skilled artisan, maybe a weaver, and you've spent your whole life perfecting your craft. Then one day, some fancy new machine comes along and can do your job in a fraction of the time. It must have been like getting hit by a steamroller. People had to adapt or get left in the dust. Sound familiar? It's like deja vu all over again with this AI revolution we're experiencing now. But here's the kicker. It wasn't all doom and gloom back then. Sure, some jobs became obsolete, but new ones sprouted up too. You had people maintaining the machines, managing the factories, and coming up with new ways to use all this newfangled technology. It was a time of massive change, but also incredible innovation. And that's exactly what we're seeing now with AI and skills-based hiring. We're not just replacing old jobs with robots. We're creating whole new fields that nobody could have imagined even a decade ago. And let's not forget about the social impact. The Industrial Revolution shook up the whole class system. Suddenly, you had these self-made industrialists rubbing elbows with the old money crowd. It was like the ultimate rags-to-riches story playing out all over the place. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing something similar with tech entrepreneurs and coding whizzes becoming the new rock stars of the business world. But you know what? This isn't even the first time we've seen this kind of shakeup in our lifetimes. Cast your mind back to the 1980s, when personal computers started invading our homes and offices like some kind of digital Trojan horse. I mean, one minute you're happily tapping away on your typewriter, and the next, you're staring at a glowing screen wondering what the heck a mouse is supposed to do. It was a wild time. Suddenly, typing wasn't just for secretaries anymore. Everyone and their grandma had to learn how to use these newfangled machines. And let me tell you, it wasn't always pretty. I remember my dad trying to figure out how to use a word processor. It was like watching a cat try to swim. Lots of frustration and not much progress. But here's the thing, people adapted. They had to. Jobs that never existed before started popping up left and right. Web designers, software developers, IT specialists, these became the hot new careers. And just like now, there was this huge scramble to learn new skills. People were signing up for computer classes, buying those massive For Dummies books, and practicing their typing speeds like their lives depended on it. And in a way, their livelihoods did depend on it. Companies were computerizing everything, and if you couldn't keep up, you were in trouble. It was like a digital gold rush, with everyone trying to stake their claim in this new technological frontier. Sound familiar? It's like history repeating itself with this AI boom we're seeing now. You know, it's funny how history has a way of repeating itself, isn't it? Just like the digital revolution of the past, we're now seeing a similar shift with AI and skills-based hiring. It's like we're on this never-ending carousel of change, always spinning towards the next big thing. Looking ahead, I think we're in for quite a ride when it comes to learning and education. The idea of getting one degree and being set for life? That's going the way of the dodo, folks. We're moving into an era where learning never stops. It's like we're all going to be perpetual students, but in the best possible way. Think about it. In the future, your education might look more like a patchwork quilt than a single solid blanket. You might have a traditional degree here, a short course there, a certification tucked in the corner. It's all about staying flexible and adaptable, like a professional chameleon. Companies are already starting to value these bite-sized learning experiences just as much as those fancy-framed diplomas. It's not just about collecting certificates, though. It's about constantly updating your skill set to keep pace with the ever-changing job market. You might find yourself learning how to code 1 year and then diving into data analysis the next. It's like being in a constant state of evolution. Exciting, right? And here's the kicker. This continuous learning approach could actually make work more interesting and varied. Instead of being stuck in one lane for your entire career, you might find yourself zigzagging between different roles and industries. It's like being able to reinvent yourself professionally whenever you want. How cool is that? Now, let's talk about AI for a second. I reckon it's going to shake things up in the hiring world big time. Imagine a future where AI systems are doing the heavy lifting when it comes to matching people with jobs. It's like having a super smart, unbiased matchmaker working round the clock to find the perfect fit between candidates and positions. These AI systems could potentially analyze a person's skills, experiences, and even their potential in ways that human recruiters simply can't. They might be able to spot hidden talents or unexpected matches that a human might overlook. It's like having X-ray vision into a person's capabilities. But don't worry. I don't think robots are going to be conducting job interviews anytime soon. The human touch will still be crucial. AI will just be there to make the process smoother and fairer. It could help level the playing field, giving everyone a fair shot based on their actual abilities rather than who they know or where they went to school. And speaking of fairness, this AI-driven approach could be a game changer when it comes to diversity and inclusion in the workplace. By focusing on skills rather than traditional markers like degrees or job titles, it could open doors for talented individuals who might have been overlooked in the past. It's like widening the net to catch all the fish in the sea, not just the ones swimming near the surface. Now, let's gaze into our crystal ball and imagine what career paths might look like in this brave new world. I bet we'll see a lot more fluidity and flexibility. The idea of a linear career progression, you know, climbing the corporate ladder rung by rung, might become as outdated as a floppy disk. Instead, we might see people hopping between different roles, industries, and even completely reinventing their careers multiple times. It's like playing career hopscotch, jumping from one exciting opportunity to another. You might start out in marketing, then pivot to data science, then maybe even try your hand at sustainable energy innovation. This kind of career fluidity could make for some really fascinating and diverse professional journeys. Imagine the wealth of experience and perspective you could gain by dipping your toes into various industries and roles. It's like being able to live multiple professional lives in one lifetime. Of course, this constant change and adaptation might sound a bit daunting, but I think it could also be incredibly liberating. Instead of feeling stuck in one career path, you'd have the freedom to explore your interests and talents in different ways throughout your working life. It's like having a choose-your-own-adventure book for your career. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary,